Contemplative Dives Number 1. Ideas related to the unseen. Let's start with Mira Gojak's Prop for Instabilities Number 2. You've arrived. Can you stop still for a moment? Take in the space around you. Scan the walls. Notice the works, the distinct shapes, colours, the artist's stories and night visions in form around you. You're here, in the first room in night shifts. Welcome. Can you feel your feet clear against the ground? Your breath. How does your breath feel, or can you feel it? It's always here, whether we're aware of it or not. You might feel where you've been, what you've been doing, or what you've been thinking about still thrumming through you, your body, your mind. Has it left a trace in you, a kind of texture? Maybe you could relax your hands, close your eyes, open them. And could you turn your gaze and begin to move towards Mira Gojak's Prop for Instabilities 2 lit up in the right corner of this room? All those lines balancing, running, moving, looping, slicing in all different sorts of ways. What do you notice? Do you need another angle to view the work? You could stay where you are, or step forward or back. And follow the lines again. All these different lines, these artist lines edging out into space, playing in unexpected ways. Or could you play with your attention? You could narrow your attention, distill your attention on one part of the work, a particular detail that draws you, and relax your eyes as you're doing this. And then you could widen your attention and open it out again to take in the entirety of the work. You could let your eyes run up and you could let your eyes run down and notice the shadows spilling out into the floor. Then please settle back into the wider view. It can be helpful too to rest into the back of your body to give more space to what you can look at. And you could relax the front of your body into the back of your body. So you're not jamming yourself up against anything. And keep unlocking your attention, relaxing, opening it out so you can take more in. And your breath, are you holding it? Could you let it move and give something over? And give your thoughts room. No matter where they go, there's this space they're happening in, this free zone. You can't bind them in. And now you could notice the base of this sculpture. And as you're noticing the base of this sculpture, could you feel your own feet against the ground at the same time? There's this ground that we share. And there's this prop for instabilities before you, supporting all the movement above. Things growing up as if with invisible support, room for precarious balance, fresh movement, room for what doesn't make sense, for uncertainty, for what even seems to be going the wrong way. Then, whoa, it comes. You don't know where she's going to go next. Her lines, artist minds, edging out. Is it a tree, a comet, a jagged saw, a broken wheel? What do you see? Lines moving sideways, testing limits of space, spreading. And what would it be to be a branch growing sideways? And if you could feel that growth speeding up, surprising even itself, teasing gravity, suspended in space. You're here now, looking. Your body, in this space now, lined up between the ground and the roof. What's this space that holds our varying experience? The lightness and the weight and the smoothness and the jaggedness. It has room for it all. Before moving on, you might like to feel your skin against your clothes. Define your own edges within this space before you walk on.